Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If you haven't been paying attention to President Trump's daily coronavirus briefings, here's an update. Last week, he made this announcement about the World Health Organization.
Today, I'm instructing my administration to halt funding of the World Health Organization while a review is conducted to assess.
Then on Monday, he called out Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan, saying Hogan didn't understand a White House list of testing sites in the state.
Some of the governors, like as an example, the governor from Maryland didn't really understand the list. He didn't understand too much about what was going on. So now I think he'll be able to do that.
On Tuesday, Trump responded to criticism of his administration's handling of testing.
We've tested more than every country in the world, even put together.
That is not even close to true. And yesterday, the president said he was temporarily halting green cards.
I will be issuing a temporary suspension of immigration into the United States. You heard about that last night.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us now. Mara, when you put all that together, what is the president's goal in these briefings? What is he trying to do?
Well, he's trying to get his ratings up and convince people that he's doing a good job, but he's also trying to rally his base. You know, when he attacks immigrants or multinational institutions like the WHO or governors, he is trying to gin up his hardcore conservative base. Now, usually he does that with go-to foils like reporters or immigrants. But when you heard him attacking Larry Hogan there, that was a little different. Usually he goes after Democratic governors of battleground states. This time he went after a Republican governor of a very blue state who also happens to be the chairman of the National Governors Association.
But why is he talking to his base in this moment? He always talks about how he's got such high ratings among his base anyway. Wouldn't he want to spend this time talking to a broader swath of the country in the middle of a national crisis?
That is not his strategy. This is a person running for re-election, and his strategy is to keep his base fired up and then expand it, not by moving to the center, but by finding other voters through sophisticated digital outreach that resemble his base, other white non-college voters who didn't turn out in 2016 but might be convinced to turn out in 2020, people who share his views about immigrants or people who consume a lot of conservative talk radio. That's the strategy. Keep the base fired up and try to make it bigger by finding like-minded people. And that's the strategy, you know, finding other white non-college voters, for instance. That's the strategy that you can see behind a lot of these attacks from the podium of the briefing room.
Well, and how's that working for him right now with 6 months to go before the election? What do we know about his approval ratings, et cetera?
His approval ratings have went up a little. They've gone back down to pretty much where he's been all along, in that 43 to 46% range. He got 46.1% of the ballot in 2016, and that's where he's been stuck. Now, in head-to-head matchups with Joe Biden, he's generally trailing by about 7 points, sometimes doing a little bit better in the battleground. But he has a lot of advantages as an incumbent, a lot of money, big digital operation, a head start, but he's still really on his back foot as he's starting this election year.
Mara, in addition to trying to talk to his base, the president has also been sending some mixed messages to everyone. He initially said the virus was like the flu and would be under control by April. He has touted the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine, but a new analysis, though limited and not peer-reviewed, did show no benefit to people who took it in VA hospitals. Is there any pushback when he makes these unverified claims at the podium?
Well, polling shows that he is paying a price for some of this. The number of people who trust him in this crisis, who believes what he says, who think he's handling it well, is going down. On the other hand, the president has done this his entire career. He tries to control the narrative. He basically is living for the news cycle. You know, he wants to create his own reality, even temporarily. And he did it as a casino owner, as a pitchman, as a self-brander, as a reality TV show. And the big question now is, will it work for him in a pandemic and a recession?
I want to ask you one more thing. Something else that has come up in these briefings is mail-in voting. Many voting groups and Democrats are calling for expanded mail-in voting this November. The president has pushed back on that. There are some who believe he's trying to make sure the post office doesn't have enough money to carry that out on a big scale. Does the president have the ability to stop Americans from having mail-in ballots this November?
Not with the stroke of a pen, but ballot access is the civil rights issue of our time, and mail-in voting happens to be the frontline battle in that war right now. You know, the president believes, as do many Republicans, that anything that increases turnout, as mail-in ballots could do in a pandemic, works against Republican candidates. There are just more potential Democrats out there in the population than Republicans. And this is going to be a huge fight because Democrats want to make it as easy as possible for as many people to vote, and Republicans don't.
That is NPR National Political Correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, thank you.